بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you on behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad to the ninth session of level 1 in which we will cover Surah Al-Lahab. But as usual we start with Hadith. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah the Exalted will continue to stretch out His hand in the night so that the sinners of the day may repent, and continue to stretch His hand in the daytime so that the sinners of the night may repent until the sun rises from the west, that is until the Day of Judgment. So we always should have hope and belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the sin, and we should never feel disappointed. Okay, now we should make haste in doing tawbah whenever by mistake we commit sin. Now we come to spoken Arabic. In the last class we learned a couple of words that are used after the name of prophets and companions and pious people. The first one is prophet. After a prophet we say alayhi salam. Alayhi means upon him. As-salam, peace. Alayhi salam, peace be upon him. May peace be upon him. Okay, and after the name of a companion, we say, radiyallahu anhu. Radiyallahu, may Allah be pleased. Anhu, with him. And after the name of a sahabiya, a female companion, radiyallahu anha. Anhu, anha, anha. Radiyallahu, may Allah be pleased. Anha, with her. And after the name of Tabi'i, the one who come after Sahabi or comes after Sahabi or any pious person, is Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Rahmatullah, may the mercy of Allah Alayhi be upon him. Ameen means may it be so. Some more words. Today we will learn the three adhkar which are pronounced by the person who sneezes and the person who listens to the praise. Whenever we sneeze, we should say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah means all praise and thanks be to Allah. And the person who listens that should say Yarhamukallah. Yarhamu, have mercy. Yarhamuka, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. You have to translate in the reverse direction now. Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. Yarhamu is have mercy, ka on you. Allah, Allah. So when I say, for example, I sneeze, I say Alhamdulillah, you listen to me, you say Arhamukallah. So in response I should say Yahdikum Allahu wa yuslihu baalakum. Yahdikum, Yahdikum Allah, may Allah guide you. Yahdi guides, kum you. Yahdikum Allah, may Allah guide you. Wa yuslihu, and correct, reform. Islah is from islah, to reform, to correct. So yuslihu, and correct, ibalakum, your condition. May Allah guide you and correct your condition. So Alhamdulillah means praise and thanks be to Allah. Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. Rahmatun. Yahdikumullah, may Allah guide you from hidayah. Ihdina surat al-mustaqim. And wa yuslihu balakum, and correct your condition. Okay, now we come to grammar, the second part. So far we have learned again a couple of prepositions as well as the pronouns. So let us repeat with huwa, huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu, rabbuhu, his lord, rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, rabbi, rabbuna. Now let's come to prepositions. Lahu, la means for. Li means for. Example, lakum deenukum waliyadeen. For you, your religion, and for me, my religion. So, lahu, lahu, lahum. Laka, lakum. Li, lana. Next one is minhu. Min means from. Reference, minash shaytanir rajim. From Satan the outcast. A'udhu billah. Minhu, minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Anhu, an means about or of and so on, or with, like may Allah be pleased with him. So anhu anhum, anka ankum, anni anna. Also we learnt ma'ahu. Ma'a means with. The reference is inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah is with those who are patient. So let's repeat. Ma'ahu, ma'ahu, ma'ahum, ma'aka, ma'akum, ma'i, ma'ana. Today we will learn another preposition, which is fi. And by the way, I forgot to say last time that anhu has come 404 times with anha. You know, along with anha, anhu, anhum, anka, ankum, anni, anna, 404 times. Similarly, ma'a has come in the Quran 163 times. Ma'ahu, ma'a, and ma'ahu, ma'ahum, ma'aka, ma'akum, ma'iyya, ma'ana, ma'aha. Ma'aha is with her, radiyallahu anha, with her. And similarly, fi by itself, which is in, and fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina, and fiha has come 1658 times. So that's lot of numbers. So in this 3-4 minutes, alhamdulillah, we are learning huge number of words that have occurred in Al-Quran. So fi means in, and as we will learn a little later, fi sabilillah, or we have already learned it, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, it will come. Okay, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. Okay, so fi, or yadkhuluna fi dinillah, in the religion of Allah. So fi is in. So let us repeat. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Okay, let's repeat with me. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. By the way, till now we had lahu, lahum, minhu, minhum, anhu, anhum, ma'ahu, ma'ahum, but now it's fi and bi. Whenever who and him, who and whom is preceded by e sounds, it becomes him. Fi hi, instead of fi hu. See, it's difficult to say fi hu or fi hum. So Arabs have made it fi hi, fi him. That's easier also. So fihi, fihim, bihi, bihim, alayhi, alayhim, ilayhi, ilayhim. Okay? So let's say fihi. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Fi, kakumina remains the same. Okay? It's just this part which is changing. Again, fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina. Now, let's repeat the past tense. Can you translate? Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. Taf'aluna, you all do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. So let's repeat this whole thing. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu. One more time. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yaf'alu, yaf'aluna, taf'alu, taf'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu. Now we'll learn four more forms, which is do all of you, and don't do. So if'al. If'al means do, and you have to bring your hand from up and down. It's from higher to lower level, just to show. This is our sign convention, to show if'al. If'al means do, for singular person. If'alu, all of you do. If'alu, do. With the four fingers, you will know that it is plural. La taf'al, don't do. La taf'alu, you all of you don't do. Okay? So don't do singular, don't do plural. So let us repeat. If'al, do. If'alu, do. لا تفعل don't do.
لا تفعل don't do.
And also remember that we always go with singular and plural. Singular, plural, singular, plural. So here also ifal, ifalu, singular and plural. And then la tafal, la tafalu. There is sometimes tendency to say ifal, la tafal. But no, ifal, do, ifalu, all of you do. La tafal, don't do. La tafalu, don't do, all of you. So ifal, ifalu. La tafal, la tafalu. Ifal, ifalu. لا تفعل
لا تفعل
افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا. Can you recite with me and repeat with me? افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا. Okay, good. Now we come to last class revision. The main part, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. In the last class, we covered Surah An-Nasr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. إذا, when, جاء, comes, نصر الله, help of Allah, والفتح, and the victory. When the help of Allah and victory comes, ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. و and رأيت, you see, الناس, people, يدخلون, entering, في, in, دين الله, religion of Allah, أفواجا, in crowds, in groups, in troops. And you see the people entering the religion of Allah in crowds. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. ف then سبح, glorify. See, it's on the pattern of إفعل. You will learn it later on. سبح is glorify. بحمدي, with the praise. ب is with, حمدي, praise, with the praise. ربك, of your Lord. واستغفره, و and استغفر, ask forgiveness. You see, استغفر is also إفعل. استغفر, ask forgiveness. Who? Of him or his forgiveness. So then glorify with your praise, with the praise of your Lord, and ask his forgiveness. إنه كان توابا. إنه, indeed he, كان is توابا, oft forgiving, or very, he forgives very often. Oft forgiving. Indeed, he is oft forgiving. Now we come to the next surah, Surah Al-Lahab or Surah Al-Masad. This surah was revealed in Mecca, and at the time when Abu Lahab, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, crossed all limits of transgression in opposing the Prophet and opposing the da'wah of the Prophet ﷺ. And he has been doing this from the beginning, from the time when Prophet ﷺ invited people openly, gathered them. He said, تَبَّ لَكَ أَلِي هَذَا جَمَعَتَنَا. You know, تَبَّ means perished, or damn you. In English we say, damn you, you be damned, or you be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the same word here, تَبَّتْ يَدَى أَبِي لَهَبْ وَتَبْ, that he is perished. And similarly, the base was, he didn't want to believe in a religion where he and others are equal. He always wanted to be superior, you know. He was arrogant. And he was neighbor of the Prophet ﷺ, and he and his wife used to create all kinds of possible trouble that a neighbor can do. Throw dust, or throw trash, or throw thorns in front of his house so that he and his children are hurt, and so on. All kinds of disturbing things. His two sons were married to two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started propagating Islam, he forced his sons to divorce both of his daughters, both of their wives, and they did. Similarly, when his sons died, Prophet ﷺ's sons died, he was extremely happy instead of being sad, and he was happy that now there will be nobody to take the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have learned in Surah Al-Kawthar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar. And he opposed da'wah as every opportunity. Wherever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to people to invite them, he will come after them and they say, no, he's a liar, don't believe him. And people used to be confused because he's the uncle of this person. How can, in those times, people used to support their own tribes, and here is the uncle and he's opposing. And so he did all kinds of things, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has openly condemned him. What are the lessons that we have? Let me read the translation first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perished are the two hands of Abu Lahab, and he perished. His wealth and that which he gained did not avail him. Soon he will burn in a fire of blazing flame, and his wife as well, the carrier of firewood. In her neck will be a rope of palm fiber. This surah was revealed, and Abu Lahab lived after that for 10 years. It's really a miracle that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared that he will enter hellfire as he was ordered by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as he was told by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to say so. And Abu Lahab could not play this drama. All he could have done is come to the Prophet and said, just to disprove Islamic teachings or Islamic, to disprove Quran, he would have said, okay, I believe in Islam. The surah would have been proved wrong. Quran would have been proved wrong. And he lived for 10 years, and he used to always oppose the Prophet. And he had this golden opportunity, so to say, to come to the Prophet or come in front of Muslims and just say, okay, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran would have been proved wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never have taken this risk of declaring him that he will go to hellfire if, na'udhu billah, he was a false prophet. This is a proof of the truthfulness of the Prophet. This is a miracle. Another thing is, there is no compromise in the matters of faith. Whoever he is, even if he is the uncle of the Prophet, he will not be spared if he doesn't have faith. So relationships do not benefit if there is no faith. Okay? Similarly, the son of Nuh alayhi salam, or father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they will not benefit from the relationships they had with the prophets. So blood relation has no significance if faith is not there. And when he was condemned openly in the Quran, he started talking nonsense. So people then realized that he is not mature. He is just doing all this out of his personal enmity. He has no base. Okay, let us practice the surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. Tabbat, perished. Yada, two hands, both hands. Abi Lahab, of Abu Lahab. Wa tabba, and he perished. Perished are the two hands of Abu Lahab, and he perished. Two hands means all his power, influence, whatever he had, everything is perished. That's what two hands signify. Everything that he possessed, or his power, influence, whatever. Remember that yada, for yada, two hands, two eyes, two ears, in Arabic feminine gender is used. So tabbat is she perished in general. So tabba is masculine, fa'ala, and tabbat is fa'alat. Fa'ala, fa'alat. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alat, she did. Tabba, he perished. Tabbat, she perished. But here yada is used, yada is there. So tabbat yada, both hands perished. These two words will be our reference for future. Whenever I will remind you about the feminine gender of past tense form. Fa'ala, fa'alat. Tabba, tabbat. Okay? Please practice.
Tabbat, perished. Yada, and the two hands, Abi Lahab, Abu Lahab, Matab, and he perished. Perished are the two hands of Abu Lahab, and he perished.
Ma a'na anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Ma, not. Aghna availed, benefited. Anhu, him. Aghna an. See, an to, you can say, but in English when you say avail, you don't need a preposition. Again, here is another example, and don't be confused. Aghna anhu availed him. So, an is not translated. Aghna an means avail. Aghna anhu availed him. Maluhu, his wealth. Wa, and ma, that which. Kasaba, he gained or he earned. You see, kasaba, fa'ala, he earned, he gained. Here also, remember, this is a very nice reference where word ma is used in both senses. The first one is not, and next one is what. His wealth did not avail him, and what he gained. Okay.
Ma aghna anhu
maluhu.
Maluhu wa ma kasab. Ma, not.
Aghna anhu.
Aghna anhu. Aghna. Avail anhu.
Him.
Avail him. Maluhu. His wealth.
Maluhu.
Maluhu. His wealth. Wa ma. Wa and ma. That which. Kasab. He gained. His wealth and that which he gained did not avail him.
Okay. So, ma, when it comes in the beginning, it is what? And in the middle, it is also what or that which? Like, in English, if I say, what are you doing? That is question what. In answer, I would say, I am doing what you asked me to do. I am doing that which you asked me to do. It's the same thing. So, in the middle, if ma comes, it means what or that which. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. سَيَصْلَى, soon he will burn. يَصْلَى يَفْعَلُ. يَصْلَى, he will burn. سَيَصْلَى, soon he will burn. And here is another rule, remember, we have learnt يَفْعَلُ يَفْعَلُونَ تَفْعَلُ تَفْعَلُونَ أَفْعَلُ نَفْعَلُ. Whenever we add سَوْفَ to this means soon, and سَ means very soon or even quicker. So quicker that we don't have time to pronounce sawfa. Just as a link I'm saying. So sawfa yafal, soon he will do. Sawfa yafalun, soon they will do. Sawfa tafal, sawfa tafalun. Sawfa afal, sawfa nafalu. Okay? Soon he will do, soon they will do, soon you will do, soon you all will do, soon I will do, soon we will do. And if you want to say even sooner, say sayafal. So he will do very soon, very quickly. سيفعل سيفعلون ستفعل ستفعلون سأفعل سنفعل. س is quicker than سوف, and to remember why it is how it is quicker, just remember that you don't have time to pronounce سوف. س. Okay. سيصلى نارا ذات لهب. سيصلى, soon he will burn. نارا, in a fire. ذات لهب, of blazing flame. لهب means flame. That alahab, of blazing flame. Soon he will burn in the fire of blazing flame. Of blazing flame. وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. Wa, and imra'atun, yeah, woman. But here it means, his woman means his wife. Who is his? Wamra'atu, and his wife as well. Hammala. Hammala is carrier. Hammal, masculine carrier. Hammala, feminine carrier. Hammala, carrier. Al-Hatab, of firewood. So, carrier, and his wife as well, the carrier of firewood. In Arabic, it means she used to say bad words, spread bad words about some people among others, so that there is enmity among people. So, she used to do bad things. That is a saying in Arabic to represent such people, to say Hammalat al-Hatab. Or, there is another interpretation which says that when Abu Lahab will be burning in hellfire, she will bring the firewood and put in that fire. She was helping her husband in this world, opposing da'wah, so she will help there in burning him also. Wallahu alam. Next.
Wa'mra'atuhu hammalat al-hatab. Wa and
Abduhu and his wife as well, Anna Rata, the carrier Al Hatab of the firewood, and his wife as well, the carrier of the firewood.
في جيدها حبل من مسد في إن جيدها her neck حبل a rope من مسد of or from palm fiber. Now in her neck will be a rope of palm fiber. She had a very precious necklace and she used to say that I will spend the money of this necklace, I will sell this necklace and spend it in opposing the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her something very deadly in the hellfire, in akhirah, in hell. And mimma said of palm fiber, this is for us to understand some similitude, but what it will be, only Allah knows. Jidiha. في جيدها جيدها حبل روب
من of مسد palm fiber. In her neck will be a rope of palm fiber.
Yes. With this we stop here and please again remember our 7 homeworks, 5 minutes at least 5 minutes recitation from Mushaf, 5 minutes recitation while walking, 5 minutes study of this chapter, and talking with your friend for at least 1 minute on this topic with your colleague in this class, and referring to vocabulary sheets that we gave you as often as possible, especially before or after Salah if possible, for at least 30 seconds, but that will help you a lot. And spreading out these surahs in our sunnah and nafil and other prayers, and lastly listening to a cassette. Remember that the success of your learning depends almost 30-40% on these homeworks. These homeworks are designed to build in the attitude. If you develop that attitude, always remember, feel this bliss and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alhamdulillah He is helping us to understand Quran. So you keep remembering again and again, and do these small homeworks, inshallah the course will be extremely easy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand and practice Al-Quran and recite it day and night. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.